You're listening to 91.9 FM WDRT Viroqua.
Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, sunny today with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 62. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Friday, showers likely and possibly thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of showers into the evening. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80. And in the news for today, in preparation for the upcoming August primary elections, we have been presenting the candidates and issues. Today, we look at Governor Tony Evers' re-election campaign. Prior to his election as governor, Evers served as Wisconsin's superintendent of public instruction from 2009 to 2019. He defeated two-term Republican Governor Scott Walker, who had led efforts to eliminate collective bargaining for state employees, including teachers across the state. Evers won the Democratic primary in August 2016. Former State Senator Mandela Barnes won the primary for Lieutenant Governor, becoming Evers' running mate. The pair defeated the Scott Walker-Rebecca Clefish ticket in the general election. In his current re-election campaign, Evers has a number of issues he is focusing on, including abortion. In December 2021, as the United States Supreme Court heard oral argument in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, a case that could result in the overturn of Roe v. Wade, Evers vetoed five bills that would have restricted access to reproductive health care in Wisconsin, saying, "As long as I'm governor, I will veto any legislation that turns back the clock on reproductive rights in the state, and that's a promise." On education, Evers supports directing more funding towards K-12 education and would like to work with Republicans to do more to help underperforming schools. He would like to expand pre-K education to all students and continue the freeze of the in-state tuition price for higher education. On gerrymandering, Evers has criticized Wisconsin's legislative maps as some of the most gerrymandered extreme maps in the United States, citing as evidence the fact that the state legislature had opposed policies such as legalizing marijuana and expanding Medicaid, despite polls showing that the majority of Wisconsinites support both. In January 2020, he created a nonpartisan redistricting commission by executive order with the intent of drawing an alternative map proposal for post-2020 census to counter the proposal the Republican-controlled legislature has said it will put forward if the issue ends up in the state's court system, as it has under past periods of divided government in Wisconsin. On health care, Evers has said that Scott Walker's decisions regarding health care in Wisconsin led to higher insurance premiums for residents. He has pointed out that Minnesota accepted a Medicaid expansion and has been more proactive about health care overall, resulting in 40% lower insurance premiums than Wisconsin's. Evers supports legislation that would protect residents from being charged higher costs for health insurance due to old age or pre-existing conditions. He also supports allowing children to stay on their parents' health insurance plans until the age of 26. He plans to remove Wisconsin from a national lawsuit that seeks to overturn the Affordable Care Act. The biggest challenge for Evers' administration has been trying to get legislation passed against a majority conservative Republican-controlled legislature. We will look at more of Evers' issues on the Friday broadcast. Some information for this report comes from public domain sources, including Wikipedia. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.
WDRT is supported by Allison Mendoza and Socially Responsible Retirement Strategies, providing socially responsible investment choices to businesses and individuals in the Driftless region. Offices located in La Crosse, securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisory. Member FINRA SIPC. More at srrs.info.
Support also comes from the Bank of Cashton, an independent community bank since 1899, working to improve our community by giving time, energy, and financial support to community organizations and efforts like WDRT. Bankofcashton.com for more information.
Support for WDRT comes from Driftless Curiosity, announcing their land-based wellness retreat, July 22nd through 24th, with offerings on physical, mental, spiritual, and dietary wellness topics. Information and registration at driftlesscuriosity.org.
This is community-supported radio WDRT Viroqua, 91.9 FM, and on the internet, wdrt.org.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Now, as president, I'm proud to say that our relationship with the state of Israel is deeper and stronger, in my view, than it's ever been. And with this visit, we're strengthening our connections even further.
President Biden arrives to a rapturous welcome in Israel, vowing to deepen ties to the United States, even as he faces pressure to scrap plans to build a U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, located on land confiscated by Israel from Palestinians in 1948. We'll speak with Palestinian-American scholar, Columbia University professor Rashid Khalidi, a descendant of some of the owners of these properties, author of The Hundred Years' War on Palestine. After Israel, Biden heads to Saudi Arabia despite Biden's campaign pledge to make Saudi Arabia a pariah for the state-sponsored killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. We'll get response from Sarah Lee Whitson, lawyer for Khashoggi's fiancé.
Saudi Arabia is not going to make any human rights concessions because the United States is demanding it. It never has.
Then COVID-19 cases continue to rise as the BA.5 variant puts more people in the hospital amidst high rates of reinfection.